Hey, hotties.
Hey, Gorge.
Welcome back to another episode of Sometimes Funny, Always Awkward. This is a podcast about nothing and everything, especially being a hot fucking mess. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Grace.
And if you haven't already, can you support us?
I feel like singing, girl, let me love you, and I will love you
until
I think so, yes.
Yeah. Always singing.
Always singing. I can't stop and I won't stop.
Good. We have a subscription is what we're trying to say, is if you would like to support us and the podcast, you can get an extra fortnightly episode every week. It's called Sometimes Extra. It's available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Yeah.
Go buy us a coffee and listen to some toxic thoughts.
And let us love you. Bye, Neo.
Slut. How you going?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I don't really have much updates for you in my life. Had a really bad week work-wise.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just like... hated my life last week.
Oh my God, I hate my life.
Really?
No, I don't hate my life. I love my life, but I don't like working.
Oh.
I just feel like I wasn't made to labor. You know, and I know a lot of people feel like that, but I truly.
What were you made to do though?
Eat grapes. I recently watched Saltburn.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, it's so good. You should watch it.
Oh, okay.
I won't say anything, but, like, obviously it's about really rich people and there's just, like, a few scenes where, like, they're just being really rich and doing nothing and feeling nothing because they're so rich.
And I'm like,
that's all I want. I want ignorance. I want to be so wealthy that I don't care about the world's problems. I want to be a bad person.
You
want to
be Marie Antoinette who just has beautiful gardens while everyone is starving around her.
But I don't know that they're starving.
Well, that's what Marie Antoinette did.
I want ignorance.
Yeah.
I almost want a lobotomy, you know? A lobotomy by wealth.
That's an ambition. I don't know how achievable that is for like a career goal.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and what do you want to be when you grow up? Rich and ignorant?
Yeah.
Slay.
I don't come from a family of hard workers. I come from a laid back
chill family. Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah. Can't relate. Yeah. We're hard workers in my family.
No,
it's almost crippling actually how hard we work because we do not rest and we get anxiety if we're not, like, it's actually, I tried to tell my sister to just chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
She works for this company where it's not always so busy that she has to sit at her desk waiting for, like, an email. But my sister sometimes would literally sit at her desk waiting for an email because she's like, I'm on the clock. And I'm like, Alicia, chill.
Go get a drink.
Love you. Well, I tell her, I'm like, they're paying you for your expertise and not your time.
Yeah.
So I'm like, go sit on the couch and watch your shows.
Yeah.
Have your phone available for when a client emails you. But my family are so crippled by, like, being the perfect employee. You remember watching me when we worked together.
Yeah.
Work.
Yeah.
Got to do the right thing.
That was not me.
Yeah, but it's actually crippling. We're like two ends of the spectrum, Grace.
I know. My dad picked me up the other day. He called me out of the blue and he was like, are you working? And I was like, no, I'm not. And he's like, oh, okay. Like, let's go get some lunch. And I was like, it was middle of the week. And he's like, what are you doing? And I was like, just hanging out. It's my day off. What are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm working. And I was like, this isn't working. We're at a pub eating lunch. And he was like, yeah, but, you know, I had to go get supplies and, you know, I was doing things.
Use a business card. Work lunch.
And then I said that Tom was working from home but he can't leave, like, his desk. And Tom was like, my dad, sorry, was like,
huh?
Oh, that's crazy. So, like, he really just works all day.
Yeah, that's kind of the point.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah,
9 to 5, you're
on the job. But I'm shook. I'm like, oh. Stop.
No, yeah.
I just want to work from home so I don't work.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a dream.
It is the dream.
And it is achievable with great wealth. Yes. But do you know how you achieve great wealth?
Working hard. Mm. Don't want to hear it, Maddie. Don't want to hear it.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I will achieve my goal of lobotomy via wealth.
You will.
I will win the lottery.
That is true. Mm. There was a lottery recently. Did you buy a ticket?
It was a huge lottery. Of course I bought tickets. I didn't win a cent.
Sad.
But I will one day.
Be super rich.
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
That is
and I'm on the affirming side of TikTok.
Yes. Yeah. You manifest it.
Yeah. Where it's like, you are a winner.
Yes.
You deserve everything.
Yes.
I feel like I deserve it.
You do.
Yeah.
I love manifesting. It's something that I do every day. I manifest, talking about my goals and dreams. The reason why I had such a bad week last week.
Was, oh, yeah, I didn't know. Sorry.
Yeah, how rude. Sorry. No, the reason why my week was so bad was I've had this like kind of sad realization that I'm just like, I don't know if I want to be doing what I initially wanted with my life, which was to be an actor.
Mm.
Because the industry is so fucked.
Yeah.
And I hate it. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to go about it the most traditional way that I have been seeking it for 10 years. And people are like, what have you been in? And I'm like, nothing. I've been in an Amy commercial, a Macca's commercial, and I was a journalist on Home and Away once.
Sorry, you were Qantas.
That's right. I did do a Qantas ad as well. But I'm just like, I don't know how much more rejection I can take from this industry. And so like I had a mini meltdown. I don't know if you saw it on my stories. I had a breakdown last week.
Yeah, I did see a little bit of it. Yeah.
I kicked a chair.
As you should.
Yeah. I mean, there were other things happening that got me quite mad.
Would you do like small independent things that weren't going to make you money, but like, you know, the passion
of
acting?
But yes, I would. I would love that for the passion of acting. But then I have this huge platform online that I'm like, well, I feel like this might be me tooting my own horn, but I'm like, well, in this industry, I'm a little bit more ahead than that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And so like the two sides of my career in terms of like the two creative sides, they're very off-center.
Yeah.
Like I've had huge success online with my content creation job, but then as an actor, I've had none. So it's just like I feel like I have to really take one pathway or the other.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just made me really sad.
Acting's a really, really tough gig.
It is. Anyway, that was my week. But.
Yeah, still.
Do you know what's made my week even better though?
Go on, dolls, tell me.
Tempest One.
Oh.
Yeah, I love it. It's this Prosecco-based drink in a can. It's also like the perfect drink for summer. Having a pre-made drink is just so much easier on a Friday afternoon when you've had a really bad week at work than having to like open up a bottle or like, and you know, have to get a glass. You know, we're lazy.
Yeah, we are lazy.
We just want to eat grapes. And do you know how you do that? You do it via cans.
I also think like, you know, if you're going to like do the truly Australian summer, like you're going to go to the beach with a few friends.
You're going to
like go to the park and hang out with friends.
Yeah.
What are you going to bring? You're going to bring a can of drink.
Yeah. And if it's
you're not
going to
bring like a bottle of alcohol and mix it.
We ain't making cocktails.
You can't bring a bottle of champagne because how do you pop a bottle of champagne at your local park? You're going to hit a dog with a cork. You know, there's issues.
So we're saving lives.
We're saving dogs' lives.
We're saving dogs' lives. Anyway, this next segment, Canfessionals, is brought to you by Tempest One. It's the all-new Prosecco-based wine spritzer bursting with refreshing fruit flavours. We love you.
That sounds great.
Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah, it does. I love a bit of Tempest wine, so.
I love Tempest.
Bring it out with the Prosecco.
That's what we need that sound effect for, Grant. Anyway, so this segment is called Canfessionals, which we've a play on the can.
Yeah.
It's a confessional, but it's a canfessional, and I ask the hotties to share some secrets with us.
Yeah.
Are you ready to spill the secrets over a can of Tempest wine?
I am ready. Have you ever done like anonymous secrets? Like Instagram pages that say like reveal your secrets?
Yeah, no, I haven't.
Or it used to be a really big thing with Tumblr.
Mm.
I was a massive Tumblr girl. And I, as like a 14-year-old girl, would be like, here's my deepest, darkest secrets.
And what were they at 14 years old?
Oh, like I have a crush on a boy in my school. He'll never know.
That's the biggest deal at that age, though.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
It ruined my brain.
I miss having crushes.
I
miss it.
Like, linking back to the idea of lobotomies, I've already had a lot of lobotomies as a child from crushes. Like, they take over your whole life.
Yeah.
And I haven't had a good crush in, well, like, over 7 years.
Well, yeah, because you're married.
I know. I still think I should get crushes as a married person.
Everyone
I probably will.
Yeah.
I'll probably get a bit bored and be like, I have a crush. But there's just something about like
you're just saying that you're gonna get bored of your marriage, you're gonna have a crush on someone. That was such an underhanded way to say that. Probably gonna get bored, I probably will.
Yeah, but, you know, everything's in ebbs and flows. I'm not saying I'm bored and I'm gonna leave him.
No, just gonna have a crush.
I'm just gonna get a crush.
Little daydream.
I'll daydream again.
Yeah.
Then I'll get over it.
Yeah.
And I'll fall back in love with my husband.
This is why I keep going back to my ex in my daydreams is because I have no one to crush on.
And it makes a really big difference.
Oh.
There is something so much fun about just like eating a pencil.
Eating a pencil?
Yeah, like you put a pencil in your mouth and you're like chewing on it and you're just like thinking about your crush.
Yeah, daydream. And thinking about, and then you write like, their name in your notebook and you put little love hearts around it.
You play match with them.
Yes, match. Oh. And you're like, how many kids we're going to have? What kind of house we're going to live in? Oh, we're going to live in a toilet.
Oh, no, but we've got 17 children.
And I drive a trolley. Yeah, miss having crushes. Anyway, are you ready for some canned fashion?
Yeah, I'm ready for some real secrets.
Okay, first one. I thought my barista was going to ask me if I wanted a straw for my coffee, I'm guessing. Instead, she told me to have a nice day, and I replied, no, thank you, and drove away.
Yeah.
Be right back, going to crawl into a hole.
Yeah, yeah.
That's whenever people, like, tell you, like, have a nice flight, and you're like, yeah, you too.
You too.
Oh.
I really liked that TikTok trend.
Yes.
Where, like, you would make that mistake, and they'd be like, have a nice
dinner,
and it'd be like, you too. And then all of a sudden the waiter is having dinner with you. That was so funny.
That was so, there was a guy who did that. I think his name was Jake. And that was like his whole thing was the U2 trend. He was so good at it.
Yeah,
it
was so funny.
So, so good. So appalling. But I think that happens to all of us.
Oh, I've done it so many times.
But this was just like, it's just that confidence to be like, no.
No, thank you.
No, I won't. Have a good day. Thank you. Bye. And then she drives off. Oh, my God. Embarrassing. Next confessional. I stalked my boyfriend on Facebook and Insta for 6 months before our first date.
That is something that's got to go to the grave, baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, do you tell them?
No. No, it's never going to be cute.
Yeah. But then unless he's like telling you a story where he's like, yeah, you know, a couple of months ago I went to Hawaii with my family and you're like, yeah, I know.
Or you'd be like, no, you didn't. You go, you went with your ex-girlfriend. Why are you lying with me?
Yeah. Where was this photo taken? Oh, yeah, my mom took that. No, she didn't.
No, she didn't.
No, she didn't.
Your ex Sophia did.
Yeah.
Who Sophia is from XYZ. I already know.
I know everywhere she's from. Yep. I know where she lives. I've driven past her house.
Her grandmother looks lovely. I love her cookies.
I'm part of your mum's book club, don't you know?
No, yeah, that's got to go to the grave.
Yeah, you don't tell
them. That's got to go to the grave.
But also, like, how's that for manifesting?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I'd probably do the same thing. Like, I love a stalk and I love a crush.
Mm.
You know, you just made your manifestations really happen and yeah. I'm proud of you.
Do you know what? I have to reveal a secret. I think I'm slightly psychic. Because
I'm slightly psychic.
I'm slightly psychic because I actually had a premonition of dating my first boyfriend, even though there was no way that we were connected. I just remember seeing him once and I'm like, I remember like dreaming about it at night, like of us being together.
Mm.
A year later, I was like, I forgot about it. A year later, we ended up together and I must have manifested that.
Definitely.
Same with my ex-girlfriend. While I was with... I hated her, by the way. When I first met her, we did not get on. We did not talk for the entire first year of uni.
Yeah, wow.
We didn't talk. We weren't friends. And I remember during that first year of uni, I was still with my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Very much in love with him. I remember, like, it was on the treadmill. I was running on the treadmill, and I was thinking, like, one day I'm going to say I love her, I love you to her. And I was like, that's a fucking weird premonition. 4 years later.
There you were.
There I was saying I love you to her.
Wow.
I'm psychic. That's my secret. That's my confessional.
You're a bit psychic.
I am a bit psychic. Is that a quote for some?
Yeah, it's from this show that I watch. And it's a British woman and she goes, I'm a bit psychic.
Psychic. Okay, well, that's me.
I like the way she says it.
Yeah. Anyway, we're moving on.
Can you tell me when I'm going to win the lotto?
When I'm running.
Better yet, can you tell me the numbers?
Oh, okay, yeah. When I'm on the treadmill next, I'll text you some random numbers and then you put it into the lotto.
You know, I would. I actually would. If you gave me like a bunch of random numbers, I'd be like, let's give it a go.
Ah!
And imagine.
Oh, my God.
I made so much money.
Yes.
Block you.
Good.
Run away because I can't share the money.
You wouldn't tell me that you use my numbers though, would you?
Yeah, well, I would have told you before. I would have been like,
I'm going to use
putting
these.
Those numbers in. This is me telling you right now. If you gave me a random set of numbers, I would use
them. What if I also put in the same numbers at the same time? Oh, we'd have to split the prize.
And I call you and be like, oh, my God, Maddie, the numbers won, but I have to share it with some bloody annoying person.
Oh, I wonder who. Oops.
Oh.
Blocked.
Blooped.
Blocked. Okay, next confessional. My boss doesn't know I'm not returning from my PTO.
Love it. Love it.
This is on brand for the episode, I think.
Get your time off.
Get your money.
Go quit. Don't give them any time.
Actually, I did
that. Don't give them any notice. You don't need to.
That's how I quit.
Yeah.
I put in annual leave and then I never went back.
Yeah.
Mm.
Slay. Live your life.
Yeah. I mean, that's not going to be a secret for too much longer.
No.
No.
We're not out of here.
Right now, it's a secret.
I think you owe your boss nothing.
Yeah. Nobody knows owes their boss anything.
No.
No.
Fight the man. Especially fight the power.
Because I'm my own boss. I owe me nothing.
Yeah, you owe yourself nothing. I'm an entrepreneur. You're probably a terrible boss.
Did you know that? I'm an entrepreneur.
Wow. Good for you. You're just making them stacks, forever hustling.
Not really.
That's you.
I want to put entrepreneur in my bio. Now that I'm not going to be actor, now that I've decided I'm not going to be an actor, I'm going to put entrepreneur. Oh my God, I'm going to change that immediately.
Why don't you try and do stand-up?
Oh, really? That's the funniest joke I've ever heard. No.
Maybe I should do stand-up.
I am not going to do stand-up. I don't think I could handle it. I couldn't handle the pressure.
Sketch shows?
Yeah, I could just get – if SNL came knocking on my door, fuck yeah, I'm there. I'd be good at SNL.
SNL's really high up there. Love that you reach for the stars. What about Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd do His Line.
Yeah.
Or like Thank God You're Here.
Oh, that's had a resurgence. Thank I'd God
do
that. You're Here.
I do Thank God You're Here. I think I'd be good at that.
You would be. Yeah. That'd be funny.
Got really good facial expression. So I have to be in an acting capacity, but I couldn't do stand-up. I don't know.
Yeah,
I see. Stand-up's hard.
Stand-up is hard.
No, no, no. Okay, next confessional. My girlfriend and I, also female, got married in secret this weekend.
Oh my God, congratulations!
Slay! I wonder why in secret.
Maybe they just like ran off in the middle of the night to go do it. Well, they were in Vegas and they were like,
went to Vegas. Care. Yeah. Elope.
Wow. I love that.
That's a great secret.
Cute little
Thank
wedding.
You for sharing with us. Next confessional. Whenever I sleep with stuffed animals, I always make sure their head is above the blanket so they can breathe.
So fair. Got to do it.
I do the same.
Yeah, I back it. I back it.
I do that with my dog, but that's because he has to breathe.
Well, yeah, he's a living thing. But I slept with like a stuffed animal until I was like 16.
Yeah.
17, I think. And I would make sure that his head was above the pillow, the blanket. Sorry.
Right, yeah. So he could breathe.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got to breathe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. Next one. I once put laxatives in a dude's drink who was harassing me at a party. Yes, he shat himself. Yes, I'd do it again.
As you should. Why do you have laxatives on you at a party?
Yeah.
What kind of life are you living?
No, it's like
is this like your villain era? So you just like always have laxatives on you to perpetrate someone?
Yeah.
Or are you a blocked up gal?
Yeah.
You know, otherwise, is this happening? Maybe you
yeah,
need help.
No, I want to say that it's the latter one because if it's the former, where she's always expecting guys to take advantage of her, something's going wrong here.
Maybe it's what's very common pretty young woman era.
Maybe.
You know?
Yeah. But she should do a what's in my bag before clubbing. You know, Tic Tacs and laxatives. A shiwi, if it's Grace.
Love it.
Final confessional for you today. I'm convinced I'll never get over my ex. We've been apart for over 10 years, but I still think about him every day. Sorry, did I submit this? Did I submit this?
You definitely will get over him.
No,
you just haven't met the right guy.
The only way to get over someone
is to get under
someone else. I've done that so much.
Just get out there.
Someone good.
Yeah. Someone worth it.
And so that's confessionals. We love a good secret. Some of those were naughty. Some of those were...
Nice? Yeah.
It's cute. Some of those were in between. Anyway, that segment was brought to you by Tempest One.
Speaking of, I think it's time for one.
Oh, yes. Grab a Tempest One at select Dan Murphy's and BWS stores today. So now it's time for our TikTok of the week to wrap up the episode. Grace, is there anything that's been on your For You page?
Oh, that was loud, wasn't it?
What's been on your For You page?
I'm just looking for it.
Or on your reels, because I have to say, I know we say TikTok of the week, but I'm not using TikTok these days.
Okay, well, I'm a big TikTok girly, so no, it's fine. Do you know what? I don't think it's a specific TikTok that I can show you, but I'm so deep in motherhood TikTok, right?
Yeah.
And now I'm like following multiple women's IVF journeys, and it's so, like, it's taking over my world.
Yeah.
Just watching these women, and like I think it's really inspiring. It's really nice when like there's a happy ending, but then I want to cry with them when they're having like a bad day or like another,
or if they get their period,
like a failed cycle.
Yeah.
And I've learned a lot about IVF as someone who's never researched IVF, and across the board, you know, it's just really interesting. I'm deep in the IVF TikTok side of things for someone that has no relation to IVF.
No, but I think that you also relate to them because you're a mother.
I think, yeah, anyone that wants a baby deserves a baby.
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah, so I can understand why you feel related.
Yeah.
Why you relate to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
Mine's less wholesome.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay, so TikTok this week, which is probably, I don't know if there's going to be a resolution by the time this episode comes out, but UMG has just removed like all of this sound.
Yes.
And so like a lot of my TikToks have been muted because I use music a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm actually obsessed with people just using the royalty-free sounds and doing, like, thirst traps and transitions and dances. It's so sad, but it's so funny.
I also love Trisha Paytas. Do you know who Trisha Paytas is? She, as soon as it happened, she was like, don't worry, guys, here's my cover of One of Your Girls by Troye Sivan.
And she sang it?
Yeah, and, like, it's, you know, she's not known for her singing.
No.
Although I Love You, Jesus is a great song by Trisha Paytas.
I Love You, Jesus.
But, yeah, so, like, her little terrible covers. And she did a cover of the, you know, whenever you're, like, on North Sea TikTok and there's that one song where it's like,
yeah, and it's like a fucking whale or something or, like, a big tsunami or...
Yeah. She did her own version of that.
No!
And that's really fun.
I love her because I also saw Kristen Chenoweth sung Popular. Last night I saw her singing Popular a cappella because that's a huge TikTok trend. It's that you will... be popular. And so she sang
Isn't that from Wicked?
Yes.
Ah.
But she was the original Glinda.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go.
She was the original. Well, that sound that's gone viral is her singing that.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. There you go.
And then we're about to see Ari's version. So we'll see.
I'm very excited for that.
Everyone's cancelling Ari.
I know, but I love her. I'll die by her. Well, no, I will admit that she makes mistakes.
No,
but I still love her.
Die by her music.
Yeah.
I think her music is still good.
Still love her.
But her actions, not so much. We're not influenced by her dating choices, but we love her music.
Love you.
Slay. Anyway, that's all we have for the episode. We'll catch you next time.
Love you so much.
Love you. Bye.